Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tova Brand, and she is the Albert Ravenholt Curator of Danish American Culture. Good morning to you.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, we have an event coming up here, not this weekend, but I believe the next weekend. But people need to be thinking about this to get their plans made.
That's right. We have a couple exciting opportunities. A two-day workshop that we're doing that we're calling Denmark Without a Passport. There's a Danish language instructor coming from Copenhagen. She has learned about Elkhorn and basically approached us saying, gosh, I'd really love to come to Elkhorn and teach some Danish. So we said, sure, come on over.
Yeah, that sounds really, that's really a compliment to the museum in Elkhorn to have people coming from across the ocean to say, I want to be there.
Indeed it is. And so we've arranged a two-day workshop on Friday and Saturday, July 25th and 26th, starting Friday afternoon around 2 o'clock. She's going to do basically an introduction to Denmark, some of the language that you might need if you are traveling to Denmark, how to read a menu in a restaurant, what are some greetings, how to write an email to someone in Denmark, things
some
like that.
Really basic information.
Exactly. She's going to include some cultural history, some etiquette, you know, things that are just, you know, good to know when you travel to another place, even if you're not planning to travel to Denmark. It's just a nice introduction to Danish culture and language. And so,
One thing, you know, when we think of museums, sometimes we think about we're just looking at the past. But what you're talking about here is something that's usable right now.
Exactly. It's a nice insight into another country, especially a country that has such unique ties to our area.
And this is the 25th and the 26th. I'm guessing you might need some pre-registrations.
That's right. We do want people to call ahead, and there is a fee for the workshop. If you're a member of the museum, it's $50 for the two-day workshop. If you're not a member, it's $75. But we do ask you to call by next Tuesday, the 22nd.
All right, so get your plans made.
Yes, and that workshop includes some special things that indeed more people are welcome to attend. That Friday evening, again Friday, July 25th, we are working with the Danish winery, Countryside Wines and Vines, to host the Danish film called A Royal Affair. And people might remember hearing about this film a couple years ago. It was nominated for the Best Foreign Film Oscar. It's only a couple years old. And it is a true story from the late 1700s of an affair that the Queen of Denmark had with the king's physician. But it highlights, you know, both the emotional story but also the political consequences of those relationships and these ideas and influences at the court. So it's a lavish historical drama, and all are welcome. We are offering a dinner and a movie. If you want to come at 6 o'clock for a catered dinner and then watch the film at 7:30, you're welcome to do that. Again, we do need you to pre-register by the 22nd so that we can give a number to the caterer. But if you're just interested in seeing the movie, there should be still space available, and you're invited to come and sit in, and all we'll ask is just a free will donation for the film alone.
Okay.
The full dinner and a movie would cost $20 a person, and again, we ask people to call the museum and make those reservations by the 22nd.
Couple of things that just went through my mind as you're talking about that. First of all, there's nothing new under the sun when you're talking about an affair. I mean, it's just history just keeps repeating itself, and all of the side effects from that. And the other question I had was, I assume this is in Danish.
It is in Danish. It has English subtitles. It's a longer film. It's just over 2 hours long, but full costumes, full sets. And I admit, I have not seen the film myself yet, so I'm really looking forward to this opportunity myself.
And when you say full everything, I'm assuming those costumes are going to be really lavish. And if you're not interested in one part of the movie, you'll find something else there that will be of interest to you. So, again, that is on the evening of the 25th.
That's right. It's a Friday night event. Again, the dinner will start serving at 6 o'clock, and if you want to come for the film alone, we'll start that promptly at 7:30 because we do want to go ahead and get that going and have everyone enjoy the story.
Now, if people just want to come to the movie, what do they need to do?
If they just want to come, we would appreciate knowing how many people are looking to do that. But there's no direct fee involved, and it will be as space available. We will first reserve seats for those who are coming for the full dinner, and then we'll know how much room is left over. So if you are interested, we would love to know. But if you just find yourself on Friday night thinking, gosh, I wonder if there's still room, swing on by the winery by about 7 or 7:15. The winery will be, you can buy a glass of wine to enjoy with the film, and so it should be a nice way to spend a Friday evening.
All of these things sound just such a plus in our community. I mean, where can you go to get this kind of help with the Danish language, if that's what you want, or knowing about Denmark, and then seeing this movie that was nominated for Academy Award? This is all pretty exciting stuff, Tove.
It is. We've been having a lot of fun putting these programs together, and we certainly hope that people come out and enjoy themselves. If this dinner and a movie event looks like it's something that people are interested in, we will repeat this model. So this is kind of a first experiment to see how it works and how many people would be interested in similar programs in the future.
Okay, now we've talked about people need to make registrations for at least the two-day workshop and the dinner. What are some ways that they can contact you?
You can call the museum at 764-7001 and either leave a message or ask for me. So I'm keeping the list of names. So again, just ask for Tove. Or you can email me. My email is curator@danishmuseum.org. If you're in Elkhorn and you just want to visit the museum and register in person, we'd love to see you here. So any way that's most comfortable to reach out to the museum.
Okay. And you do have a website in case people just want to look at some general information, and you have your contact information there.
That's right. And the website also has a more detailed plan for the workshop if people are more interested in seeing what's on the agenda for that.
And the website address is
danishmuseum.org.
And I'm guessing if you just put in, sometimes I forget those, so you just search and put in Danish Museum, Elkhorn, Iowa, and I know it'll pop up.
Yep. we will show up in that search,
you
definitely.
Bet. And so we have something else coming up here. It's just kind of give us a little preview of coming months.
We've got things in this fall. We'll be rotating all of our exhibition galleries. A new exhibition of a contemporary Danish photographer called Diana Velasco. And we'll also be hosting a historic photograph exhibit later this fall called Danish Children Growing Up American. So those are things to look forward to. We also have some really wonderful programs planned for our Brown Bag Lunch series in August, and actually two speakers coming in September, both about the Manning House Barn and also about the fairy tale language of Hans Christian Andersen. Mm. So those we promote on our website and through our e-newsletter, and we're certainly happy to answer any questions that people may have.
And I'm guessing you could sign up for the e-newsletter also on the website.
Exactly. There is no charge to sign up for the e-newsletter. Thousands of people across the country receive the e-news every month, and that becomes a really good way to keep up with the latest events at the museum.
Okay, Tove, 25th, 26th are the special event, class, and dinner and movie, so get that planned into your schedule. Got to think a little bit ahead. There's lots of things going on this summer, but this is a pretty special event, Tove.
Exactly. We hope to fill the space and see everybody there.
All right. Thank you so much to Tove Brandt, who is the Albert Ravenholt Curator of Danish American Culture. And until next time, here's the thought. Take a risk and step out of your familiar routine today.